Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Having lived in the West Ridge area, Ward 3, for over 10 years, I have noticed that my neighborhood is no longer the one I moved into. An area of detached single-family dwellings has been transformed into a hodgepodge of, legal and illegal, multi-tenant properties. My first awareness of the issue was student housing problems and the appearance of, new, young people in my neighborhood each fall. A review of the student housing websites at Lakehead University and Georgian College led me to multiple accommodations offered in basements, shared rooms and shared houses mainly in West Ridge. I remember asking Jeff Clark, then a Ward 3 counselor, if these sites were monitored for possible infractions of the building and fire codes among others. No policy was in place and to my knowledge none exists today to monitor this type of accommodation for students. We have only to look at the recent fire tragedy in Montreal, with short-term rentals, to see the devastating impact of no regulations or lack of enforcement on a community. I am not sure what policy Aurelia has on short-term or other rentals, but we have been given a wake-up call. I next noticed construction to expand driveways, construct side basement entrances and in one case convert a garage into an apartment. All these are covered by specific building codes and bylaws but in most cases the property owners did not seek permission to do so. I queried various members of the city staff to confirm the lack of permission through the issue of work permits. In most cases no permission was sought or work progressed before permission was granted. In the case of the garage conversion there was a shrug reply. It is ironic that Aurelia bylaw staff patrol the area and take no notice of the construction. Somehow it is not within their terms of reference, which are usually limited to complaint enforcement. A number of years ago, Simcoe County offered grants up to $25,000 to convert basements into suitable rental accommodation. Numerous conditions were attached but two remain in my memory. Owner occupied and sufficient parking for at least three cars. Two such properties on my street have appeared to be vacated by the owner and now house two rentals. The parking solution on one property was to encroach on the lawn. You can usually tell a rental property in my neighborhood because cars are parked on the lawn. This week construction commenced on a side entrance to a property on my street. There appeared to be a work permit displayed, which is a good sign, but the parking problem will not go away. My street was built with the minimum of parking spaces. Not an issue in summer but a major issue in winter with no overnight street parking. Boulevard parking, at the end of my driveway, between the sidewalk and the roadway, was initially prohibited. I found this out when I received a parking ticket, without notification, for parking there to allow my grandchildren to play on my driveway. Long story short, I led a community campaign to allow boulevard parking and had the previous council amend the bylaw. Although legal parking has increased significantly, there are still numerous issues with parking on lawns and blocking the sidewalk. Once again, bylaw staff will only enforce these infractions by complaint. My most recent experience with the housing crisis concerns a property on my street that was recently purchased, about 6 months ago. It was a three-bedroom detached home identical to mine except the shared driveway was slightly larger and had no sidewalk. Within a few days, one car with two occupants arrived to be followed by four more cars and multiple occupants. Somewhere between 8 and 12 apparently non-related tenants occupied the house. In discussion with one I found out he was in Canada on a temporary work visa. The property appeared to be a boarding house. I found it necessary to contact bylaw staff over repeated parking infractions, the fire department over probable fire code violations and building services division on possible building code infractions. Without knowing the outcomes of individual staff investigations, the final outcome was that the tenants left and the property appears to be vacant at the moment. I understand that we have a housing problem in Aurelia but many times it is being resolved by illegal conversions and illegal multi-tenant rentals. However, experience through four councils, Mayors Angelo Orsi, Steve Clark and Don McKissick, has taught me that policy and regulations alone will not solve the problem. We need oversight and enforcement. There are always individuals and profiteers willing to take advantage of a slack system. Members of council will initially review issues based on their individual knowledge, experiences, and attitudes. They will react to public input if there are sufficient numbers or from a specific special interest group. Each decision made by council will most likely include your tax dollars being spent. I suggest you get to know your ward councillors and contact them by phone or email to express your views. Also, the mayor. The silent majority usually loses. Phil Tweedy, Borrelia.